So now I'm watching Isaiah's when he when he hits the intro. I got to make sure that the record light is red and not green.
That bitch doesn't go.
Red
that
is green, is brother.
You
red
already
is,
know.
Red is green.
Red is green.
We could have recorded a whole episode and nobody would have heard it.
No one. Could have just vented, brother.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Captain Aranova, alongside I Reyes himself, Isaiah Reyes.
That's right.
And what? We have two special guests. We got all the guests.
Yeah, now it went from
all of them.
Two sad dudes
to four sad dudes.
Oh, brother.
Joined by our returning guest from last week. We got Wheezy T.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yes. Wheezy T. And now we got a returning. Well, he
didn't check in here yet.
He didn't check into the Heartbreak Not Hotel. This is his first time checking in the Heartbreak Hotel, but he was on the show before.
Everybody give him a round of applause.
Ladies and gentlemen, the darling star, darling Daniel Starling.
What?
Darling Daniel Starling.
What?
Darling.
What?
Daniel.
What?
Starling.
What?
Yeah, brother.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Did y'all practice that?
Usually that's my gimmick.
See, oh, you didn't know? Yo, ass better call somebody.
Man, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. If you're bumping this through your headphones, we apologize. You might want to put the volume down because
turn it back up,
the
baby.
The respected jobbers of our tech.
Yeah, bring it down a little. So we're checking into the Heartbreak Hotel. We had to run it back because last week it was a good episode, but we kind of went off the rails on the crazy train.
Off the rails, brother.
We were a little bit hammered.
Yeah,
we were a little bit jackhammered.
Ooh, no pun intended.
So
no
we're pouring intended. The shots.
Today we're pretty hammered still. We probably all are alcoholics.
Yeah, we all got a problem.
Maybe we got a problem. I was responsible. I only had four beers, I think was four or five.
Nice.
I got to drive. So I'm being responsible. So, welcome to the Heartbreak Hotel.
We need an intro song. Well,
damn, we need some
heartbreak. Are you ready? I got you ready. 3, 2, 1.
Oh shit. Wait, no.
That's not sad.
That's not at all, man.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sadditude Era with your host Regret Heart. Isaiah's.
They call me the Sob Father.
The Sob Father, ladies and gentlemen. Wheezy T.
Steve Sadman.
The Lethal Depression, Steve Sadman. And then we got the main event here. Go ahead, Starling.
Sad Vio Vega.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's only right because Starling is
the white guy.
He's the white guy at a table of three Puerto Ricans right now.
Yeah, when he said that, I was so mad. I was like, shit.
Yeah, that was good. Why didn't we
switch gimmicks, brother?
Why didn't we think of that?
Trade skis. Let's go.
Trade skis. Regret Heart is fire, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the graphics and we're going to put it up when they share this.
Absolutely. Facts. Do it.
So we went off the rails on the crazy train. I asked Zach, too. I was like, you know, what do you think we should, what do you think we went wrong? And he was just like, well, Nova, first and foremost, Zach is the leader, all right? He's the man.
Absolutely.
He's the man. Zach, it's about to get real sad, all right? Because I love you, all right?
It's about to go down.
Anything Zach tells me to do, I'll do it. Because if he tells me to jump off a bridge, I'm going to ask, Shooting Star Press? Or
I'll trust him, yeah.
You want a 450. I love Zach so much, and I trust his opinion. And he was kind of right, because we went off the rails.
Absolutely.
And he said, well, I thought you were going to open up about mental health.
Let's go.
So we're going to go in that direction. We're going to at least try. We're not professionals. We're not
licensed.
We're just guys. We're just not even. We're just people.
Dudes.
We're just
nobody dudes. Online dude. With an opinion is right or wrong. Everybody has their opinion.
It's correct.
You know, opinions aren't facts. Feelings aren't facts.
No.
In fact, wait, what?
Did you just can you say that a little bit louder?
No pun intended.
The
brother.
Only fact is opinions aren't fact.
Hallelujah.
Opinions are an asshole. Everybody's got one, you know?
And feelings are in fact.
Heyo.
Just because you feel some type of way doesn't mean, you know, that's the direction we have to go.
Sometimes you feel like a crunch, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. And I'll be the first guy to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Aranova is absolutely wrong about everything. I'm one wrong dude.
One wrong dude.
Define everything.
If you ask me a question, I'm going to get it wrong. Okay. I will fail the test. I'm trying to think of some way cool to describe it, but I like, remember that episode of Boy Meets World with Vader?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And remember when like, Corey was on the ground and he was just like, oh, I thought you said you wasn't going to do this. And he was just like, don't you know by now? I'm wrong about everything. And that's just my motto. Like, don't listen to me. I'm wrong about everything. Like, I'm going to share my opinion, but I'm going to give you a disclaimer.
Well, then, Nova, I got a question for you right now on your show.
Hit him with it.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Uh-oh. Whoa.
The heat.
If you're wrong about everything, who's the greatest WCW wrestler of all time?
Who? Here we go. Hot table.
Oh, shit.
There's only one answer.
Don't let's get a drum.
And I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you hear it.
Oh, my God. Wait, here is that what you're saying? Ladies and gentlemen of
Goldberg,
the building.
Sad
I got you,
Bird,
man.
Sadbergs. Sadbergs.
Man.
Sadbergs.
Jesus.
This attitude error, ladies and gentlemen.
Goldberg, welcome. You should change the name to Goatberg.
So I had to really sit down and think, like, how can we direct this? How can we discuss mental health? And I looked at the time and the date and the month, and I said, okay, it's December. We have one more week of December left.
Time.
Yo.
Gone.
And I can only think like, oh shit, a lot has happened this year. A lot hasn't happened, but happened this year. Does that make sense? A lot
has yet to happen?
No. A lot wasn't supposed to happen this year.
Okay.
A lot was supposed to happen this year and it didn't.
Okay.
We've been shut down for
God damn.
The whole year. Basically.
Like the whole year was literally closed our third month in.
And we still have some closing to be done still.
Yeah. So I don't think we can get closure from this year because so much. But I will say the benefit of this year. This year, you had to really stop and think about yourself for a second. Mm. And me, the only way I would say I am different in this scenario because I had a little head start. All right. So the only way to compare this year or describe this year is to compare it to where I was at mentally last year.
Right.
So before we get to me and I get all sad and shit.
Here we go.
Here with the business.
We don't have sad clips. I mean, like sad
man,
music.
No, man. This is the saddest thing.
I wanted a violin.
I got you right now.
I broke my back.
That's it. Funny you bring that up.
Spinal.
That's it.
So mentally last year, I was in the gutters. I was mentally destroyed. Right. I was pushing it close, man.
Right.
To the edge. Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. And I'm trying not to lose my edge.
And nobody puts baby in the corner.
You know, I was living the worst time of my life. Mm. And it didn't seem that way around everybody because I was pretending. You know, I put on the mask.
What's that mask, brother? Yeah, we're luchadors.
I was Kane.
Emotionally, we're luchadors.
I was Kane. You know, and I had to get up and keep going. But like physically, I was in so much pain because I hurt my ribs earlier that year, and I only sat for like 2 weeks before I was like, I'm gonna wrestle again. I didn't want to miss nothing.
Yeah, we know.
And that's a bad thing. If you're hurt, ladies and gentlemen,
heal.
Heal.
Hurts.
Heal.
Hurts.
Heal. So I was physically messed up and I was so mentally messed up because I had a weird like falling out with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
I was lost, as you know. Isaiah, how we met.
Oh, man. It's a story in itself, brother.
And that was the year before, but I try to push through that. But, like, the more you push is when the worse it gets.
Yeah.
I don't know why life works that way.
Yeah.
But I won't go that far back. But all right. So I was heartbroken just like anybody else. Mm-hmm. My relationship of 5 years had came to an end. And the fact that things weren't getting better and I seen that ship sailing made me feel worse.
Right.
So when I was dwelling on that, I lost my cousin. Mm-hmm. My cousin had passed away at 30 years old. Mm-hmm. So young, you know? And this is a guy, I carry his key. When I was lost in the world, he gave me the key to his apartment. And he was like, one of the last words, he was like, yo, you don't even got to worry about anything. I'm here for you.
Boom.
And I was still so hung up on being heartbroken from this previous relationship that I lost that. So now I'm dwelling on these two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still trying to push. You know, and then AP passes away. And that, I think that one was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen listening, and to you three gentlemen here, I want to explain something to you. There's no solution for what's wrong right now. Whatever you're feeling and whatever you're going through mentally, don't, people would give you advice and say, do this and do this and do this. There's really no solid answer to that.
Right.
There is not. It's let's work backwards. Try to think about where the problem first started. And this is what I spent this whole year thinking about. All right. Where did it first start? So it started from the falling out with my parents and then the relationship of 5 years ending and then my cousin passing away. And then I felt so emotionally drained that I felt like I wasn't there for AP and I carried that with me.
Yeah.
And then he passed away. Yeah. And I just, like, the minute I wasn't there because I was being a little bitch about something else, he was gone. And I that really affected me dramatically. And that was at the beginning of the year.
Because you couldn't process it.
I couldn't it was too much. It was so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah, it gets exhausting, man.
It was. And I just, and I had to carry out that whole year hurt. Emotionally and physically, because I kept wrestling, and I thought wrestling was my savings grace, brother.
Yeah.
And I was getting more miserable by, like, I just rode that wave, and, like, my attitude was so terrible. I was with Sammy. We were tag teaming at the time, and which was good for me, because physically I wasn't pushing myself.
Right.
I was just there. You know, I was just in the moment, and I was just doing whatever was told to do. And
kept you busy, yeah.
And creatively, I don't think I put anything out last year. Mm-mm. I don't remember anything last year that I did that was like, yo, this is actually pretty good.
Right.
I don't, people would tell me otherwise, those who pay attention. But for me, like, I was just doing these things, you know?
Going with the motion.
So,
Well,
I hate to jump ahead.
Yeah. Do it.
Do you not remember what you did last year because of how much and how, you know, much effort you put into this year that it almost made you forget last year? Because you did so much in such a shutdown time this year.
This year's different. So to that, last year, like, I was riding blind. Like, I'm just going with the lights out, and then it was getting bad. It was getting so fucking bad for me, and I was so embarrassed because I was feeling this way. Like, get over it, dude.
Right.
This relationship ended. They're gone. Get over it. And I just, that was like this, it was like swallowing a damn egg. Like, that was the hardest pill to swallow. I couldn't. And I would, when I was away from people, tuning out was, that was the worst time for me.
Yeah.
Because now I'm pumping these bad thoughts in my head.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I was doing very stupid things, all right?
I feel that.
So I was ready. Where are we at? This is, let's go by November. November, I wrestled my last match, which was the TLC match. And I was going to wrestle two more shows after that, but I said, I'm not going to do it because there's no point. I'm not there emotionally. I'm not there mentally. And I just sat home for days. I would wake up, go to work, throw on sweatpants, not brush my hair, no haircut, looking like shit, roll out of bed and come back and just lay right back in bed and just let the mind and just relive every sad moment. And then it was hard too to sleep because now when I go to sleep, I'm not dreaming. I'm having nightmares.
Well, because your mind's going. So one thing I've always learned, and me, like, I was raised in, I guess you could say, religious beliefs or whatever.
The mind is a battleground.
Yes.
You know, yes. You battle yourself because your mind, you're just living in negative encounters that you've yes. always had in life. Mm. And you just keep on just reliving it and reliving yeah. it. Instead yeah. of trying to push forward, you just got to break that cycle. Once you break off that cycle and break off the rails, brother, yeah. then you're going to start getting better, you know?
It's yeah. true what they say. You are your own worst enemy.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
And I fucking hated myself. I mm-hmm. hated Aranova. Mm. I hated the idea of me as a person because I felt like everything in the world was fake and the only thing we had in this world was me, and I hated me.
Did you feel what it was more failure? Is that what you felt
yeah.
like?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of failure and like I had no motive to keep going.
Right.
So the only motive I have was like, all right, this is going to get deep, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's
full
go.
Disclaimer.
Strap in.
I wanted to end the idea of me. Mm. I was like, I think I've ran my course as a human being and I wanted to end this. And I was so dead set on it. I got a little black notebook. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it's at now. I think it's somewhere. I hid it somewhere in my house and like, and this is how good of a year it's been that I forgot where I put it. And whoever finds that, if I don't find it first, whoever finds that, I apologize in advance.
Yeah.
But I wrote a little black book and I would write letters to everybody I love, mainly my father and my mom. And I would right. write letters like apologizing for what I'm about to do right now. Cause I was so distraught, writing letters to my ex, writing letters to my friends. Mm. And I was so ready.
Right.
I was like, okay, I got this. I'm going to sign it off because mm-hmm. I don't want to say it right here. So I got one of these
right.
and I was like, all right, this is the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know when I'm ready, I'm prepared because there is no other way I see doing it. Like I don't see any other way going out.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to push out. I wanted to be quick and done.
Right.
Right.
So I had one of these and I kept it with me. I would carry it around everywhere, like, because you guys know me. I'm a paranoid person.
Yeah, man. You live a paranoid life.
I mean, we all are a little bit.
I was so out of it. So I had one of the, and I was just like, it's time. Like, I'm just going to ride this out.
It's not time, brother. You're not Vader. Never. Fuck you.
It's yeah, I wasn't yeah,
that. Get out of here.
Vader, time.
It wasn't. But again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're down this pathway, everybody's story is different. Here's mine. And if yours is remotely similar to mine's because you felt so down on yourself and you hated what you've become. And like I would roll out of bed and I just have a mirror for a closet and I just hate the sight of that.
The problem is you feel like your time and your chapter in your book has ended, but your chapter in your book is one chapter to many other books.
Right.
Your life right now, it's a selfish thing, man. Mm. Because you have influenced so many. You don't know that. You don't know that, okay? So there's people looking out to you. It doesn't have to be younger kids. Mm-hmm. There's people who in life, generally, you look up to and you feed off of that, the energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I live a life, me personally, I don't fuck with negativity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want negativity.
Same.
I want the positive shit. Give me that. 100%. And I keep my circle rather small. I'm a very easygoing guy, mm-hmm. and I think about 95% of the people I've encountered would say I'm their friend. Why? Mm. I absorb.
Yeah.
I become, I'm very, man, approachable.
Yes, the word we very approachable.
Yeah. I'm pretty approachable.
Yes.
So, but I know in the condition and in your mind and everything mm-hmm. in that, I always see myself
mm-hmm.
in others. And I'm like, dude, you can't jump to conclusions, you know, because people, you might be going through something. Somebody could be going through something worse, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So you got to always just take that into mind to where it's not all about us,
yeah.
you know? Mm. And I, brother, yeah. you know,
you were there.
There's times where you just sometimes, you know, it's easier.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
think mentally
yeah.
it's easier, but this is more than you. This world right. is a giant world, brother. Yeah. You
much
know,
more.
So it's more than us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So who the fuck am I
yeah.
to make an executive decision and check out of the SmackDown
and
hotel,
take
you know,
yeah. and take that away
check here, right man. Out of the SmackDown yeah, hotel.
No, hell no.
More than just people at this table that look up to you, man.
And yeah, I,
man.
And I appreciate, and I always made a vow to myself that never, ever gets to my head. If right. it goes to one place, it's my heart.
Absolutely.
And I'm always grateful, but it's always what's next.
Right. Mm.
Like if you tell me something that I've done, and some a lot of the times I don't know what I do, I just do it. You know?
Yeah.
Been there. There's no. I don't ever want there to be agendas, because there was a time where I felt used and I felt played, and I was heartbroken.
Brother.
You know, and there was times I like not being there for AP. I was like, I'm always going to be there for people. I would never want to make that mistake again. Even though I shouldn't, it's not a healthy mentality to hold on to that or blame myself for that.
No, you can't.
You know,
you cannot.
But for a period of time, I did, and I was just like, how could I literally escape and not just accept that, you know, people want me around.
Right.
People, and I didn't want myself around. But, and this is the thing, I was holding on to so much, and I was so upset at people that didn't want me around, you know, instead of embracing the people that did want me around.
Right. Yeah.
So this is where, so like I said, I carry that with me.
Right.
And it'll be in my glove compartment. And I just, every time I park into that driveway, I'll stop and think, like, all right, is it about to happen? What you're about to do? What are you about to do? You know? And I'll tell you what the saving grace was. Like I said, there is no solution to these problems. There's only, you can only trace it back in the events that lead up once you figure it out. So come New Year's Day, you know?
Right.
My nephew was on the way to being born. He would be born 10 days later. Mm-hmm. And I would write letters to him too. Like, you're not going to understand now, but like, I really want to meet you. But right now, I don't think I can.
Right.
You know? And I'm going to tell you the saving grace. So New Year's Eve. People, I wouldn't consider them my friends. I consider them angels. They had wings, baby. They I opened the door and they had wings on their backs.
Yeah, dude.
All right. And I'm about to put them over.
Do it. Put them over, brother.
It was Kent.
Ooh.
It was Ronaban Jr.
Ronaban Jr.
And it was Daniel Starling who showed up at my doorstep that day. Why? I don't know. I don't remember how it happened. But they were there.
I remember this.
You
night.
Know? And I was so confused because I usually don't bring people around my family. They're kind of ghetto.
I remember you telling me that they were at your house, and I was like, I don't think they're ready for this.
I wasn't ready for it. And I'm so glad it happened, because just that little gesture right there is why I'm here today.
Right.
You know, because I was so close to quitting, but these guys just wouldn't let me quit. And I'm so, there's no better way of saying that than to close off this year and to let you and those two know that I'm here because you showed up at my doorstep that day. Why would you show up? I don't know. Because everybody should be with their families, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And they rather spend it with me. And I couldn't grasp that. And I couldn't understand.
And you
that.
Won't. You never will. You never
and
will.
I don't think I'm looking to grasp it, you know?
You don't need to.
I don't. I'm you not. Don't have to. So the next day I woke up and I was so confused. And I was like, what am I doing? I was like,
Get your shit together, what are you doing? Let's go.
Right.
And I looked in the mirror and I was like, I hate this person, but I can't keep hating this person.
You cannot.
No. I can't keep looking in the mirror.
Can't dwell.
And exactly. I can't keep dwelling on this. Mm-hmm. So it stopped being about what's wrong, and it became about what are you going to do?
Right.
What can you do? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is where it gets funny. So I was like, all right. Look at you, you fat piece of shit. Skinny arm fat boy.
Tell me about it,
so,
brother.
Fat asses.
I just hate the way I look. I just hate, like, I don't think I'm good looking or whatever. So I was just like, all right.
Ninja Turtle, brother.
I'm going to try. I called up Salim the next day. I said,
big
Salim.
Mistake, brother.
I said, brother.
Oh, big Lord.
Big Vic.
Because when I was in this dark state, he was there, you know, and I remember these things. So it's just like, if you're willing to help me, all right,
he's another.
I'm
going to
take that.
Brother.
I'm going to take that help. You're an angel. So you're here for a reason. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
I need you to help me get in better shape and get into that, a better mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with Salim at least 2 or 3 days out the week, sometimes even 4.
Oh, fuck.
And it was fucking brutal, but
banging and clanging.
It felt so good at the end of every workout. To just feel how solid my arms were. These beef curtains, they're not...
Dumb boys.
Yeah, I haven't worked out a month, but...
those are the real good old boys.
Yeah, these are the...
Tag brother.
Team champions, baby.
And
boom.
I've lifted more than I've ever lifted. I've been in the gym more than I've ever been in the gym. And I was so pumped. I said, now it's time. Now I got to get back in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I held off shows for and I got offers, but I was just like, no, no, no. And then there was one particular show where I made a run-in. Mm-hmm. You guys know what it is.
Yep.
And I was my first night back, and I was so excited. The energy, the fact that people remembered me. Oh, and it's just like, I forgot me. Yeah. And these people remembered me, and they still want me around. Mm-hmm. And that energy, it took that me to the top rope. Oh, it God. Took me to the top rope. And I broke my arm right there. That
sick motherfucker.
That first month, it was late February I broke my arm, but it was just like I was holding off. But all that, and then literally 2 months in, I break my arm. And I was laughing so hard. You think I'd be upset. And right. I'm going to tell you why. The only time I cried that night, I only cried at the fact that I couldn't hold my baby nephew who was born. Right. And they came immediately from New York to Florida. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing that broke my heart. Yeah. I can't carry this little sucker.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that bothered. But I laughed my ass off. I was like, that's funny.
You dumb fuck.
Why I was like, you did all that. You did yeah. all that. Yeah. And you broke your arm.
Man.
I couldn't dwell.
Yeah.
My first post was, push. What's next? What yeah, can I do next?
Absolutely.
I will do commentary. I will manage. Mm-hmm. I will do what you need.
As you did.
Not a very good one. And that's where Zach comes in. Another angel.
Fucking guy.
Always.
Another angel.
With good hair.
I threw out great some hair. Feelers, and he was the first one to message me. And he says, well, you can sit with us. We'll get a third mic. And I was just like, I was scared to death.
What do you mean?
So fearful of being put in that situation. Because I thought those two guys, him and Christian Override, were like the Rock and Stone Cold.
Right?
They're the Rock and Stone Cold.
Super intimidating, yeah.
I love them both.
And I'm Gilbert.
Fuck!
I was like, man. I shouldn't be here at this table with them. They're giants, and I'm a insect. Like, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did it.
Very well.
And I was just like, okay, we can do something with this. And then the world closed down.
Yay. The world said, fuck you, man.
The world closed down and there was a pandemic. Yeah. And I sat and I wanted to cry, but I laughed so hard.
Mm.
I couldn't dwell.
Right.
I couldn't dwell. I said, all right, I'm going to work. I'm going to save money. I'm going to, you know what? And then when the time comes around, I'll be ready.
Right.
I got fired.
Hey.
I said, okay, I'm not going to dwell. Right. I'm going to sit home. Maybe. I'm going to collect these benefits. And I'm going to learn about myself. I'm going to do something. I'm going to watch a series. I watched My Hero Academia.
Academia.
And I felt it. I felt it.
It's love.
You know? And I was just like, oh, this is so, it's like a lightning bolt. I just watched 4 seasons of a lightning bolt.
It's fire.
Hey.
And I just couldn't dwell. And then I got back to work.
That's right.
And then my arm was still in pain. And you know what? I got the Wrestle a Secret show. After, Zach will tell you. Zach, he messaged me about this the first secret show, and I said yes. And you remember what I told you? I made a huge mistake. Oh, I am so fat. I'm so out of shape. I'm not tanned. I don't have a haircut.
Stupid.
I look pathetic. God, but I did it.
You did it.
I did it, and I didn't want to.
You did it well.
I didn't want to at first because I was like, I don't know what they're gonna do to me.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. Are they gonna squash me? What are they gonna do? And I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Whatever they're going to give me, let's just make the best of it.
Going to be the best you can be.
And I wrestled Ellie. And I took a one-arm choke slam from Ellie. And that was the talk of the, I got so many messages.
The fucking match, brother.
No, not at all.
Absolutely.
But I got so many messages on that. And I was just like so fucking grateful that I was like, whoa. I came back from an arm. I broke it in February. Late February, and the secret show was what? June?
Like June-ish. Yeah.
Like June-ish. So it's like,
mid-June.
So count how many months? And I did it. And I was a fat hog. And I still am. But
you made Ellie look like Goldberg, though.
She did. Come on. She was Goldberg. So Ellie, play the music for Ellie. No. This is a shout out to Ellie right now.
Whoa, brother.
Ellie.
Man, hold on.
I called her Eleanor that match. That was funny.
Nice. Probably her middle name.
But I kept pushing. I got my job back. And it was just like, all right, what's next?
The boys are back in town.
The boys were back in town.
The boys are back in town.
And then it got to a point where it was just like, that secret show. Zach inspires me so much.
Too much.
Zach is the reason why we're here, why Raise Radio is a thing.
Absolutely.
When that whole lockdown happened and I was sitting home, I did 4 podcasts that week.
Right.
And they were all the same.
Right.
Besides one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was IndieCast.
Hey.
Shout outs to IndieCast.
Those Wrestling are our guys,
Nerds,
brother.
Wrestling Nerds Radio.
This episode is brought to you by...
Wrestling Nerds Radio.
Yes, it is.
IndieCast.
Exclusive.
FullyGimmick.com. Support. You got to support because these guys are... They're angels.
Fly-ass shirt
fire,
right now.
Son.
The reason why quality. We're on this microphone spewing this bullshit is because IndieCast.
Platform. Can you say it? Hello.
Hey. iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud.
Everywhere.
You name it. You look it up. You Google it.
Podcasts and more.
That's right.
And the reason why we're here is because of them, because we wanted to be like them. And I always want to be like Zach, because Zach is an angel.
The man.
He's an angel.
The man. I love
you, brother. He's the man.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Zach, always. And I'm so grateful. Like, you're one of the people who really inspired me this year to keep pushing.
Yeah.
I can't dwell. No. I can't.
You can't.
You got to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. That's a recurring thing I'm going to say. And this is, it's not the solution, but it'll get you on the right track.
Tina Turner said to keep it rolling, man. You better keep on going.
You got to keep it going.
Yeah.
You got to. So then from there, and I started hanging out with people who wanted to be around me more.
Absolutely.
Because I felt like I was around people who were sick of me for so long, you know, who just hated me. You know, who I thought just didn't care for me, you know? And then I started hanging around people that genuinely did.
Right.
And I go over to Joe's house. And then we have another friend who comes along, Ronnie Rios, who at first I did resent because of a certain booking.
Yeah.
I'll say it. He buried me. God damn it. Dakota's fucking buried me.
Jesus.
But we were having a couple of drinks. We were watching a show. And we're just a couple of jokes making fun of him led to Aaron Nova's birthday bash two
electric boogaloo.
Yeah,
hello.
And now this was another opportunity. This was the hugest obstacle of this year was to pull this off
during the pandemic, brother.
During a pandemic, trying to create an event of. It was a huge present to everybody.
Yeah.
I was so okay with not wrestling. I didn't want to. I wanted to watch it as a fan. Right. I just wanted a big chair to watch.
Absolutely.
You know? But we orchestrated this whole event. And it just started from a joke. And then it just started from me looking at Isaiah and it's like, I'm a thug first.
Gentlemen last.
We're gonna fucking do this.
You already know.
Thug first.
And once you commit to these things, ladies and gentlemen, understand there's gonna be nothing but absolute roadblocks.
Always.
It's just gonna happen. Financially,
stable.
Logistically, it's just gonna happen. And it did. And I've kept very quiet about a lot of things on the event.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know, I got screwed by some people.
Brother,
some people I considered brothers.
I know.
Oh, we know.
And you know, we're not going to say anything negative.
It was me.
I didn't dwell.
Can't dwell.
As much as it hurt me, because it's like, man, this person, I'd take the shirt off my back for this person, and he really screwed me.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Screwed me for something so selfish. If he would have been honest at first. I'd
been
accept
okay
it.
With it. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
I'd accept it if we would have spoke man to man, nothing face to face.
Face to face.
But it was nothing man to man.
Not even a text.
Nothing.
Still working on the diss out.
It was me hitting him up like, hey, what the hell is this?
Be a man, like, Hogan.
And that was the first of many. Then it became, I lost my venue.
Yeah.
I lost the venue 3 weeks before the event. And I was so quiet about it. Like, cause I didn't want to let you guys, I didn't want to quit on people. Cause it wasn't about me. It said Aaron Nova's birthday bash, but this was like, hey, these people right here, dear wrestlers, they've been stripped of wrestling.
Right.
They've been stripped of what they felt kept them going.
Man, we went months without wrestling before the show, man.
We all sat and we were all just getting miserable. And I remember a time where I was fucking miserable.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Not today.
I couldn't dwell. Yeah. I had to keep pushing.
Yeah.
I could, because now I got a whole bunch of people I got to consider.
Mm.
And these are angels to me.
This, which it comes to the fact that always it's more than you.
It's more than me.
It's not only you, brother.
It said Aaron Nova's birthday bash, but this was me and my, it was a gift to my friends.
It was a squad.
It was the squad, man. Yeah. We rolled in there and there were still some challenges.
Yeah.
Because a week before, my grandfather passed away.
Rough.
And really? I had to use most of my budget. I had to scratch and claw, man. And I had to fly to New York, and I had to be there for that.
We told you not to come back if you needed to. Just
and
you know,
I couldn't quit. I couldn't dwell. I sat there. I cried for hours.
I believe it.
Hours. The first time this year that I legit, like, since my arm broke, that I sat and cried because I was so heartbroken. I was just like, why is this happening? Right. Like, I'm trying to do something so well.
Right.
But I couldn't dwell. Mm-hmm. I had to hop on that flight back, and I didn't even go home. I went straight to the school.
Yeah.
And I watched everybody having a good time, enjoying themselves. And I just, hey, do you want to be a ref? Absolutely. I didn't have my knee pads, no gear. It hurt, but I was just like, I'll do it. Just to see everybody happy. It was such a good feelings. And that night after practice, I didn't have my keys. I left my keys in the house.
Jackass, huh?
And there was nobody home. And I was...
Give me a hell yeah.
I broke down right there in the parking lot. I broke down because I was like, why does this keep happening? Why can't I feel good about myself?
Absolutely. That's,
why?
Yeah.
I couldn't dwell. You know what?
Keep found it rolling, baby. Yeah.
I had to call everybody I knew.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
The day before the show. And as soon as I got home, I was like, I can't sleep. I still got to prepare. I should have went straight home and prepared, but I had to prepare for the show. I didn't sleep. I probably slept a good 2 hours that night, and then I had to wake up at 6 a.m. because it was game time. That's it was show day.
Let's fucking go.
We had, and those who were there, I ran over the parking hump.
I wasn't going to let it go. I wasn't going to talk about it. I was just going to drop it.
I wasn't going to put that out there, but okay.
I got you out of that bitch.
So. If Aaron Nova went over the parking hump, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Aaron Nova ran over the parking hump because he was so fucking wired. I couldn't, I literally just had a laugh because I was like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
That makes sense.
Why not?
This works for my character.
Why not? Then it gets worse. The cameras weren't charged.
Mm.
I was pissed because the person's camera he was sick. He had the flu.
Yeah.
Probably the Rona. Who knows?
Right.
You know? We could all have the Rona. We don't know.
Nah.
Nobody knows what the fuck it is.
I got tested. I'm good.
But none of the cameras. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, what next? What the fuck next? But the event happened.
It did.
And it was one amazing. Of the best nights.
Fire.
Yeah.
One of the best nights.
So
you know,
much
it could
have.
And it was such a learning experience. Like, now I know what to do, not to do next time.
Absolutely.
I know the precautions I have to take. It was a huge learning experience. But the most important thing to me was that everybody left there and they had something good to say about it.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. So it was, that was the mission.
Yeah.
And then leaving there, it still wasn't enough. Because then Tyler got his car stuck in a ditch.
Yeah, I remember.
And I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, Tyler got his car stuck in the ditch, and I stood with him. I stood with him for like a good hour and a half. As tired as I was, my feet were swollen. I was tired cleaning, and I sat there with my friend.
Instead of telling this fat guy right here who lives down the street,
yeah.
Yo, can you hang with your boy? Because I got to go home.
No, absolutely. I didn't want to make it anybody's. I wanted to be there for my friend.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the last time I wasn't, I lost him.
Absolutely.
And I didn't know how this guy felt about me. I thought, honestly, we probably didn't like each other, but I wasn't going to leave him alone.
Right.
I was like, everybody left, but I'll be here for you, man. You know what? Fuck it. Like, I could be home. But I was up here. I was on cloud nine. You know what? We might as well enjoy this moment. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And I've been dealt a lot of bad hands, and it fucking sucked for a long time.
Right.
But let's just laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't dwell.
Can't dwell.
Your car's dwelled. But your car's gonna get out. You know.
Yeah.
We have to get each other out. You know.
Pull this bitch.
And we kept it moving. And I got home and I had a beer and I said, "It's fucking done.
It's done."
And then I woke up the next day. Now I got to get ready for Miami. I went down to Miami. Had a couple drinks. I saw my friend that I knew since kindergarten.
God damn.
since kindergarten. Oh. And this is, he's a late bloomer, right? You know, we all got the one friend.
Yeah.
We all got the one friend.
Yeah.
You know, I was with my friends and this is the first time I see him grind on a chick. It was historic. It was monumental.
Can you say that again?
He was
grinding.
He was riding cheeks. He was getting in some booty.
Hit her with
good
the big wiggle.
For him,
Captain,
man.
Clapham.
Clap. He went for the old.
That's right. You know what I mean? And it was, I had to be there for that moment. As so much as everything was riding and I was pinching pennies.
He was pinching pennies too, brother.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Oh, yes.
The one-inch pinch.
Yeah. The one-inch pinch, baby.
The one-inch pinch.
The small old Ronnie Bass.
Small old Ronnie Bass.
Big old Ronnie Bass.
Big old Ronnie Bass. But I couldn't dwell. I had to keep it moving.
Absolutely.
We got so much momentum. What are we going to do next?
Keep them turning, baby.
Halloween Havoc?
Halloween Havoc.
Halloween.
It was talked about.
It was talked about. We had a couple things going, man, but... Yeah. It is, but you know what? We can't dwell. We got to keep it moving.
Always.
Can't dwell.
And I sat with a friend in Miami and I had to talk to him. I was like, listen, brother, I envied you. Mm. I envied you because I felt like this person that I love so much and wanted to dedicate my life to and just left me hanging, you know, and gravitated more towards you guys and not me.
Mm.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I was jealous, and I was jealous because I hated myself and I was so insecure about myself instead of shutting myself up and pushing myself. But now I have, and this is the first time that I can honestly say I'm happy, dog.
Right.
Yes.
And I fucking love you.
Right.
And shook hands. We had a great time. You know, we went back and then now what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Try this, try that, work out here. Let's do this workout, stuff like that, you know? And then it started with the 180 or you know what?
You know what?
So I have this thing where my jokes get out of hand and people start gravitating towards it. Then I started seeing other people meal prepping and working out. And then we're using their hashtag with their goal weights or you know what? As terrible and fucked up as the joke is, and there's no like malice behind it. It's just a way of saying it's a stupid way of motivating yourself.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah.
And the fact that it did, and it's just like, oh man, now I got to do this.
Goddamn right.
You know, we got to do this.
Yep.
People are doing it, baby.
And then I've been brought to the table on a lot of different opportunities, and I wanted to be more involved in the wrestling community.
Right.
And I think I have. I've tried to help guys as much as possible, you know, because I know there was a time when I started and I didn't have none of that.
Mm.
I just had a bunch of negative people around me, you know, who were so set in their ways.
Right.
So I always wanted to be the opposite of that. It's like, all right, I'm not going to be negative. We're going to pump some positivity out on this. You know? And I know everybody has different situations that they go through and some heavy situations where I don't know how to comfort the situation. Right. I only know how to be me.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I'm going to say some weird jokes and stuff like that. It's the thing.
There's comfort in comedy, baby.
Yeah. Who said funny wasn't money?
Tell him, brother.
That's fire.
Take that, cornet.
Put that on a shirt, baby.
Yeah. Funny is what got me through this entire year because I never stopped laughing.
Always.
Because I was with you, Isaiah.
Right. That's right.
I was with you every week.
Every
Sometimes more, but I was with you Sunday, and we did this show, and we had a fucking laugh.
Sunday?
Always.
Sunday?
Sunday.
Aaron Nova and Isaiah Reyes steps inside a steel cage.
And we hug it out.
Hug it out.
Hug it out. Hug it out. Hug it out.
Do it. Oh! Give the people what they want.
You gotta sometimes give it to them, bro.
You gotta give it to them.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And here we are now, ladies and gentlemen, December. What day is it?
The 20th.
December 20th. We have 20th, 10 days, or how many days of the year ends? 11 days of the year ends. And fuck it, we did it.
Brother. We're over that hump.
We're over the hump.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking know what 2021 is going to bring.
No.
Because What is every other year? It just brought a bunch of crap. So now it's just like, I know the crap's coming.
Mm.
The crap's coming, ladies and gentlemen. These years don't get better. They don't.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last good year I had. Probably 2014 when I started wrestling.
Sometimes you got to step back, look at your circle. Who are you surrounded with?
Who am I surrounded with? Who?
If who?
Who?
You know, if you got a weak gang and a weak offensive line, defense is going to take advantage, and they're going to fuck you up, man. Yeah. But that's if you got a strong team in front of you, brother.
Squad.
Fucking A. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to be, you're always, always, brother, since day one. I don't think a person that I know that you guys would talk to can tell you, when have you seen Isaiah negative? When have you not seen him smile?
No.
I will not give you the fucking satisfaction.
I slip up sometimes, but then I always make a joke out of it.
I slip up, but that's why I got three kids.
Hello.
Oh!
Betty ain't shit. Hashtag.
Betty ain't shit.
Oh, you didn't know?
Bam, damn it. Your ass better call somebody.
I don't know why I did a Stone Cold thing like that.
Fuck it. I was about
fuck it, we're going live, brother. So that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It was a long fucking 2020. It was a long fucking 10 years. It was a long life. And I'm here now. We're going to keep going. We got to keep going.
Fuck 2020.
Can't stop.
Fuck it. Every year prior sucked, you know? And now I know it's going to get worse. And I just got to ride that wave. I'm going to
try.
It is what you make it, baby.
Yeah, what you make it. And I think this year, everything fucking sucked. The world closed down. But
can I give you a positive note?
What? Give me that note.
2020 treated me pretty well.
Yeah.
I went full time.
Yes, you did.
I no longer work for a money hungry company. That's right.
The man.
So 2020 has been quite a year for me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. If we can talk about the positives for 2020 for a minute.
Uh oh.
I'm not going to give you a whole story. You got a girl pregnant? But I got, no, God.
Oh,
no.
Oh my God.
Brother, I said positives.
Oh. Yeah. He's three strikes. He's out.
Brother, you already know. I've been out the game, brother.
You're out the game. So, back to the secret show that you were talking about.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
So, before then, the world ended. Everybody knows.
Yes.
We're in Mad Max now.
Mad Max.
I decided to go home. I quit my job and just went home to Virginia and went, I'm giving it up. I'm going to go home, get a regular-ass job.
Mm. Drive a forklift at Sears.
Probably. Yeah. I'm going to do heating and air conditioning. And Piggly Wigglies.
The Piggly Wiggly.
And I quit for all intents and purposes. I said I didn't. I told everybody I didn't. But in my head, I did.
Fabe.
And then I shaved my head like a dummy.
Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Starlin.
After you had
done that.
Yeah, no, I went through all the phases. I had cornrows at one point.
Nice.
No, I didn't. But
I would have believed it.
I kind of did.
Me see the pictures, Daddy.
So I came back, had the secret show, the second one. I didn't make the first one, but I made the second one. Got called Sterling for an hour.
Stupid.
And then got beat. In convincing fashion.
Very convincing.
And then drove home with the person that beat me and heard about it the whole ride home.
God damn it.
Oh, you didn't know?
Better than it.
Your ass better call somebody.
Continue.
And then I'm back again. I'm like, you know what, man, fuck it. Maybe the same for me. So I don't know if we can cuss on the podcast.
Yes. Fucking okay. No, you
fucking
can't.
Doing it all
nothing
fucking
but fucking words,
fucking
baby.
Fucking dare you.
Fuck you.
So, like, I committed. I'm like, I'll do commentary. I'll ref. I'll grab the gear. And
you retired.
Yeah, I retired.
Like four times?
Yeah, like four times.
No way.
100%. I was like, I quit. I'm done. Didn't tell nobody. I made jokes about it.
This was all inside thyself.
Yes. Right. In my head, I had committed
that battleground that we talk about. Yeah.
And, I kind of quit, but I didn't.
Mm.
And then the birthday show happened.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hey.
It all comes back to the birthday show.
Because I wrestled Andreas Reyes in 4 minutes, and we had a good match. And then after that, I'm like, okay. I left on a high note. I did a good thing.
Right.
I'll go and I'll ride off. I'll retire again. I'm on my Terry Funk shit. I'm on my retirement board.
Big facts.
And then I had the birthday show where somebody, I don't know who.
Who?
I don't know who personally. Could be a space captain or somebody.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a chance.
What?
Sorry.
He just looked at me. He's like, "Hey, kid, you're Jeff Jarrett. Go and do your thing." And I went and did my thing.
Yeah.
And I realized I couldn't quit.
You can't.
Like, I moved 800 miles away from my family to do this.
Mm.
I can't give up.
Never.
I couldn't quit.
You couldn't dwell.
So
there you go.
There you go. You don't dwell.
And after that, I've been kind of on a hot,
so actually,
doing pretty good from there.
A hot streak.
You don't sell that dwell.
Lethal Mania.
Don't sell the dwell.
Brother.
Fullygimmick.com, ladies and gentlemen.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
That might, yeah.
Don't sell the dwell.
Don't sell the dwell, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
2020. But yeah, because you were the first match to announce, because I sat with Isaiah and I said, what can we do for this person?
Everything. I'll never forget the conversation I had with this gentleman. Was at my house and we came across your name. And I remember I seen you maybe at like one of the student, maybe it could have been for like the promos or some shit. And our coach, Mr. Jay Lethal, fucking was like, this guy, he's got it. He's something. He's got something special. So I remember him saying that, and I saw you training, and I was like, he looks so fucking comfortable.
And a very secret show happened. Oh. Where you wrestled a certain somebody by the name of Wizard of T. And I remember I sat and watched that match. This was what? This was May, right?
Oh, man.
This
May or June?
A week like before that? The second secret show.
Okay. So I remember I had the match on my phone, and Michael Patrick was sitting here. I was like, you got to sit down and watch this. Mm-hmm. I was like, look what these two guys just did. This should be on every show everywhere. Why isn't this?
Yeah.
And that's why you were the first match announced, was because the match you two guys had. And I was so dumbfounded at, I was like, why is nobody cashing in on this? Like,
yeah.
This is it.
On the said Green Boys. You know what I mean?
And I was just like, how could we get it to the next level? Who do we know that wrestles at that level? He's a piece of shit.
Official third chair.
No, we're not
Hunter Law. No
explosions. All right. Okay, he's not the official third chair. Okay. He's not fucking.
If Hunter Law's a third chair.
No.
Oh.
No. Hell no.
Yeah.
No. He's the Wrestling Nerds Radio Internet Champion, and God damn it, no. All right? Screw you, Hunter. So, yes, as you were saying, sir.
Oh, no, that was kind of it. Like, after that, I've kind of gone and did my thing. And
skyrocket.
It's, yeah.
You just need one good chance.
That's it.
And it turns everything around.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. In my experience, I can't speak for everybody, but right. I was in a bit of a dump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two
bad dudes
carry me piggyback style for 20 minutes both times
and make me
feel really good.
Yeah.
And I got a spray tan. And I think that's
brother, you looked good.
So about that, actually, the match with Hunter Law, a week, 2 weeks, somewhere around that, before, somebody sat on my arm.
Mm.
And it had, I never got it checked out because I'm scared of the doctor.
Ah,
terrified.
Yeah.
I won't go.
Yeah. After death.
Don't tell my mother.
Steve Williams.
But it was purple. All from like here to here. Just purple, real gross looking.
You were like Luger.
Kinda, yeah. But yeah. I didn't get the metal plate.
Damn.
And I'm like, I can't tell nobody. I gotta I had to gimmick it up.
Yeah.
No sell that dwell, baby. Let's go.
Hell yeah. It's like I got one shot. They put all this effort into me.
Goddamn right.
You know, I was the only match announced until like the week before. So I'm like,
so true.
I can't not do it.
The draw.
The draw.
Oh, no, that was Hunter. I was there.
The star. But
well, no,
it was the draw versus the star.
And then.
No, not the draw. Fuck.
So, yeah, you get your. Every time there's a good thing, like Nova was saying, every time there's a good thing, there's a small setback.
Always.
Every time.
Yeah.
And what you didn't do was dwell.
Exactly.
You kept it moving.
You can't dwell.
Mm.
Outwardly.
You didn't dwell, man. You showed up for work. You had a great match.
Phenomenal.
The most talked about match.
The whole night.
I may or may not have gotten spray tan on my boots.
Fucking, he pulled out all the gimmicks.
Positively talked about match.
Absolutely.
And it all started because of your match with him.
Yes.
And you got to give yourself more credit, Weezy, because I...
Way too much.
People don't see it, but I see it.
Can we talk about the Weezy? You know?
How does nobody not see?
This is the problem, okay? So we live in a society where this...
Society changers.
We fucking... So he ain't changing shit. So in life, man, especially in this fucking pro wrestling world, this invisible wall, right? That is protecting all these other guys who just ain't worth shit, right?
Whole lot of not worth
shit.
Man,
brother. So
the brothers.
There's so many guys out there, you know, because in wrestling you got you got to have more than just, you know, it, unfortunately, right? So to have it, what is that? You know, positive attitude, great work ethic.
Work ethic.
There you go. A little bit of the brewskis, brother. And then you got to, you know, that positive attitude, brother. And I'll never forget, man. Like, I remember we had the class of you guys. It was your class. And, you know, being a class in your own.
Yeah.
You know, fuck these guys, right?
These fucking green boys.
These are the freshmen. They ain't worth shit.
Green and yellow boys.
Brother. So I remember I went to a training, and there I was again. I always find myself at these fucking trainings and seeing these guys fucking who are goats. Yeah. And I see these guys work, and immediately off the rip, the standouts, you already knew who they were, right? I'm not even going to say names because I'm not trying to get, you know,
you didn't mention my name.
Exactly.
No, you didn't
yeah.
say me.
I tell you what.
I tell you what.
So I seen some guys, and I was like, I remember going back into my chat with my guys saying, like, yo, y'all need to watch out for these guys. Like, no bullshit. Like, holy fuck. These guys are really good, man. And you just, the problem in pro wrestling is that they don't give you, I don't even want to say the credit, man.
You're not everybody's cup of tea, man.
Yeah, you know, like, just, and no one, you can't please everyone.
Right.
You know, so. And unfortunately, those people that you cannot please, you know what? Fuck them.
But they're the most vocal.
Right. Oh, absolutely. But it goes, dude, a simple thing like a Yelp review. You know, someone's going to give you a fucking quick ass negative review before they give you a positive review.
Right. Yeah. Nobody then, you know, reviews that, anything they like.
Never.
No. Then you notice, like, oh man, these guys only say negative things. Like,
absolutely.
They love the taste of shit on their tongue.
Yo, that's why they get pushed out of my circle.
Yeah.
So I say, fuck you and your mother. Yeah. So I'm going to stick with my circle and you can go fuck yourself. I was going to say something worse, but that sounds good.
Hit him with that.
Let's go with that.
I was going to hit him with the.
Give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. The Gifted is probably one of the greatest tag teams I've ever seen.
That escalated very quickly. That went extremely quick.
I love the good old boys, man, but God damn. Like, listen, man, I will say it right now, and I'm no longer drunk because I ate a lot of food. And I'll call them out. You could bring, I'm trying to think of tag teams right
Goldberg.
Now.
Goldberg. Oh, tag teams? Harlem Heat.
You could bring Harlem Heat. From the Rapture, you could bring the fucking, I don't even know.
The boys.
The fucking Catalina Wine.
Fucking Catalina Wine. All of them, man. It's just, it's, fuck, man. They got it. When it pisses me off when people say, I don't see what you see in them. I did it for The Rock. Like, fuck you, man. You ain't shit, man. Look, like, man. Are you blind as fuck?
The hardest thing is,
you my know. Penis.
Give me a hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yes.
No homo, though.
But the hardest thing, man, is when.
It's his fucking cock. He said it.
Is when you have all these people around you that don't believe in you, man. And it's like all they give you is just nothing but negativity. And then it sticks in your head. And for a second, you're like, wow.
You doubt yourself, man.
Yeah. And it gets rough. To the point where it's like, man, I need to switch some shit up. Maybe they're right. Maybe I need a change. Maybe I need to do what they're telling me to do.
Absolutely.
But then you get those boys that are around you that see the magic, man. And it's like, fuck, I believe in myself. They believe in me.
Right.
You're always going to have doubters, man. And always. You can't dwell on that shit 110%, man. Don't dwell. You have to believe in yourself.
Don't sell it, brother.
110% no matter what, man. And, you know, guys like the guys that are sitting at this table have inspired me to just keep going and be the best me that I can be, man. You can't dwell on that shit, man.
You're me, brother. You're me. Same goes for my shit. I may not be a worker, but let me tell you, man, when I took that jump and that leap of faith to become a pro wrestling photographer, in my mind, I really wanted to stay relevant to the pro wrestling world because I fucking love pro wrestling, but I hate it at the same time. I really wanted to stay relevant, man. And picking up a camera, dude, you got all these guys out here fucking taking photos who are badass.
Talented.
And I could name drop all day.
River
you know?
Horse.
Speedy. You got the Modern Myth guy. You Alan. Got another guy that just is doing the WWN shows. Goldberg's cousin.
Alex Walworth.
Yeah, you got Nephrite Photography, I think, who's done a couple of Goat Wrestles. River Horse. You Alan. Got Alan. You got...
I love River Horse. I love Alan to death. Alan's been
he
so
doesn't
good to
know,
me.
He doesn't know, man, but that's the motherfucker that, like, I... God damn it. I don't think he knows. He doesn't have any idea, but that's... I praise Speedy's work.
Yes.
But I was influenced by Alan's work. Yeah. So, for the most part. But it was the same way, man. There'd be times where I would take photos, man, and in my mind, I'm like, that ain't worth shit, you know? But then here comes people who say, oh, I fucking love my work, and boost of morale, man.
Right.
Unfortunately, us as imperfect, we're human beings, and we suck, right? We need that boost of confidence to continue.
It's hard.
Brother, it takes that little ounce.
It's hard. You start doubting yourself,
absolutely,
man.
And you can't
dwell.
Man, you gotta don't sell that bitch. Fuck them.
Don't sell the dwell.
No, keep on pushing, man. So, and I get it. So that's why when you said that, like you sometimes find yourself in that fucking dump, man, where you're just like, fuck, I need to do this. I need to do that. No, man. Maybe you don't. Maybe the person who gave you that advice ain't worth a damn.
110%.
You know, maybe they. Maybe they can't work, brother.
No!
You know
what I mean?
Slap them things. Listen, man.
Tell them.
Tell them.
They ain't worth a damn.
Everybody's got opinions, man.
Everybody.
But it's if they come straight to you with an opinion, why take it?
Yeah.
Because I've been in situations where people like offer me some cheap ass advice
I hear you. I didn't even ask you for it.
For example, like wrestling advice, like
absolutely.
But you didn't see my whole match, and you.
Right.
I don't know. Everybody just likes to. Everybody wants to be heard.
Right.
Every time. Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean they want to help.
Everybody thinks that they're right.
Yeah. You know. And if
they just like to hear themselves talk. That's
yeah.
A lot of
yeah. You want to be right. I don't want to be right. I just want to be me.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
So fuck it. Because what you felt, probably the same person, my character didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Your character didn't make sense?
Of course it doesn't.
It doesn't work for my character, brother.
I'm not from space. Yes, I am. Fucking, you don't know me. You not think everybody. You know me. You think you know me.
Not everyone's going to understand it, brother.
Yeah, fine.
Who gives a flying fuck?
Because there's going to be people who do.
You have a glass ceiling above your head.
Yeah.
There are no heights that you can attain.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
You're not Vince McMahon, brother.
You can't get past a certain point. You know how many times I've been told that before, man?
Yeah.
So many times.
Is Starling about to pull out the guns? Is he going to...
Hey, you put those down.
Yo,
are we about to start?
Please.
Are we about to start?
Please put those away.
Put the guns
Are
down.
You about to go on a... Shoot?
We got the guns?
I think we do.
Hold on. I go into my tangent. So
it's about to be a shoot.
No, it's not. We're not going to shoot. We're going to be positive. But I know what you mean. Just you got to think of it like this. Not everybody's going to agree, but there's going to be a lot more
who do.
For one person that didn't like it, there's going to be 10 more who
do.
And who are you going to favor? Because the more people like it. Eventually, going to cave in and start liking it.
Right.
I'm a prime example. Yeah. All the dumb, stupid things I do. It was so frowned upon. Yeah. It's so frowned upon, but it's just like, I'm just trying to make myself laugh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to distract myself, truthfully.
You put smiles on people's faces.
And it, if they laugh, fuck it. You know, I can't worry about the people who's just like, take this down. This is, dude, it's not real. It's Facebook. It's Twitter. Hey, it's social. It's
right.
It's so fucking dumb. People come here to escape the reality.
Exactly. Absolutely,
yeah. Don't get consumed by this fiction world. It's so dumb.
It's all love, bro, but all the time.
It's so easy to get wrapped up into the negativity, which is what you got to avoid, because like I was saying earlier, for every 10 people that like it, you don't hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't hear the 10 people that like it. Because I like to think me and Weezy are pretty similar. I like to think we're all pretty similar here.
Right.
They might say it, but it doesn't compute. It doesn't click. Right. That one negative statement, that one you couldn't get over without
beat
your
yourself
tag
up, man. Yeah.
Or you're not big enough to be out there.
or you're too fat, Nova.
Or we don't believe in you.
Yeah, we don't believe in you.
I don't like your look.
Or you got three kids.
Wait, what? You know?
I hear you, brother.
Like you're married to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's true, man. And that's why I take pride in just sharing love. I'm going to share my positive opinions. I'm going to talk about this show. I'm going to share this video. I'm going to talk about how cool my friend's shirt is. That's available on fullygimmick.com.
Fullygimmick.com. Find yours now.
The darling Daniel Starling.
Oh, I thought we were straight talking out about of the straight breath. Out of breath shirt.
Maybe that darling Daniel Starling.
Brother, my mom bought your shirt before she bought mine.
So if you think that's fly, then
give it hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just got to share the love, ladies and gentlemen.
Have to, man.
There's so much to go around, because then you got the one guy who just is negative all day. That's all people hear. All
let's weed him out, man.
Weed him out.
You know,
smother him with love.
Unfortunately,
man.
there's such a toxic influence in the world, man. Yes. I'm not going to say the wrestling world, in the world, that nobody likes to see anyone succeed. I take more than pride seeing my friends and my mutual friends succeed.
Yeah.
Dude, when I see somebody post that they were on NXT or if they were on AEW, dude, my heart's full and it smiles, man, because to know that motherfucker finally, like, because you know what? At the end of the day, our time will come, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Hard work paid off.
It doesn't have to be, you know, because one thing I've always learned, man, I have a friend who he does like the freestyle rap battle. He used to. And I asked him, I was like, how do you know you've made it? You know, there's the mentality of making it is so different to others as to when you have the motherfuckers who just truly believe and they're stuck on their mindset. And those are the negative motherfuckers who just ain't worth a damn. Well, how do you know you made it? Well, when I'm on the WWE, when I'm jobbing out to everybody, you know, and I'm on TV and I'm famous. That's somebody's perspective that's going to fail. That motherfucker right there is going to fall flat on his face, right? Then you got the motherfucker, how do you know you made it? And you know what, man? If I can go like monthly and just, you know, make a living out of this, I don't got to be in the E. I don't got to be an AEW. If I can make a living out of this and pay my bills monthly, I think I'm going to be good.
That's Vince's jet right
there. That's the midnight train to Georgia.
No, that's Vince's jet. That's
that bitch was loud as fuck. Excuse me. That was Jericho coming through.
But to your point, it is perspective, you know, and you have to decide that. You can't let others decide what's your idea of making it. You decide that.
Yeah.
You know, because if you follow others, you're just going to be lost.
Yeah, man.
Because when they're not around, you're not going to have no direction.
Exactly.
You lead the way. You're the captain.
Ooh, no pun intended.
That's an order.
So,
the cabadida.
Tell me about your year, Weezy.
Oof. My year has been a roller coaster. It has been an absolute roller coaster, man. Like, from the beginning, like, I have a serious pot problem.
Yes.
I smoke too much weed. And too much of anything can be a bad thing.
Before you continue, like you say that now, right? And people who are listening, like he said this before in front of me, right? Because we had a talk before last week about this. And I said, you know, because when somebody says I smoke way too much weed, you're like, there's no such thing as too much weed. Right?
Right.
No, this motherfucker didn't crack a smile. Nope. So like there's no bullshit behind it. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, it's 110%. I understand where you're coming from. Because people will think, yeah, oh, it's harmless. Yeah, it's
harmless, off the rip. Yeah.
But like I said, too much of anything can be a bad thing, man. And it's like, well, for one, like, it's already hard where I work at. You know, I'm trying to make ends meet, man. You know, so I'm working my best. I'm working my ass off. I'm trying to get these bookings. I'm doing the best that I can. But one, I can't afford the amount of a pot that I smoke, man.
Yeah.
I can't afford it. And trust me, I am a motherfucking chain smoker, bro. Like, I smoke when I wake up. I smoke before I go to work. I smoke while I'm at work. Mm. I smoke as soon as I get off of work, and then I smoke right before I go to bed.
Goddamn.
You think I can afford that? No, I can't afford that shit.
That's a habit. That becomes a habit now, yeah.
It's an addiction. Yeah. Let's call it what it is. It's an addiction, man. Like, it's bad. So my year started with me not being able to afford it. Like, when I started this year, I was supposed to have an apartment. I don't have an apartment. I don't have an apartment. I still live with my mom. I'll say it flat out. I'm not embarrassed. I still live with my mom.
Same.
But that's because I haven't taken the initiative to go ahead and balance my money out, you know, budget, because I'm too busy buying pot all the fucking time. I smoke so much weed that I can't afford to get an apartment. And I make pretty good money. You know, I do security, and I'm a wrestler. Not that I make any money out of that.
World champion.
World championship.
Wizard of Tea.
He pinned Rod Grimes.
He did.
In Rod Georgia. Grimes, if you're listening, you suck.
You ain't. Oh, wait. Please don't beat me up.
And I pinned you. But like I said, man, like, and it could be with anything, alcohol.
It weed. Just becomes in life where you're just, it becomes chewing where, it. What's priorities?
Yeah.
And it just, it's like you said, the addiction, and it's crazy because, like, and that's why I said it before. People, I get it. Pot is a whole different story. Right. Cannabis is a whole different story now, right. In 2020. They're decriminalizing it and all this jazz, right? But it doesn't necessarily have to be cannabis or whatever. Right.
It's anything.
It's anything that just becomes where it's just now becoming an obstacle in your life.
Cigarettes. Alcohol, video games, like, it could be anything, man. You could be addicted to anything, bro. And it's rough because, like, this whole year has just been like, I need to get on my feet. January, I need to get on my feet. February, I need to get on my feet. March, April, May, I need to get on my feet. And then I haven't been able to get on my feet till, like, just right now in December while we were sitting at this table, man. Like, and the whole time, it's like, fuck, this is rough, dude. Like, for one, because I smoke so much weed, people will say that it doesn't affect you, but it does, bro. My fucking diction, the way that I speak, I can't cut promos the right way because I'm having a problem right now trying to speak, bro. Like, I can't talk as well as I used to because, like, my mind is so fucking clouded, bro, just from, like, all the pot that I've smoked, bro. And I'm sure somebody out there will listen to this and disagree, but
Smoke weed.
Yeah.
I smoke weed every day, and I'm okay.
My short-term memory is the worst that it has ever been in my entire life, bro. Like, I can't even remember what I did last week, dog. And I'm pretty sure I was here or something like that.
I think you were.
I might have been. I don't even.
You were the guest
last week in it.
I don't even remember, bro. Yeah. But it's so hard because it's like, man, I want to remember all of that shit, bro. I want to remember all these memories. I want to be able to look back to what the fuck I did like a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever. And it's so hard because my mind is just so clouded, dog. Like, it's so clouded, bro. I'll be at work and I know I need to fucking study or blah, 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 blah. But all I'm thinking about is, fuck, I can't wait for my break so I can go and hit this fucking bowl or I can go and finish off this blunt. Da, 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 da. You know, and it's hard, man. It's just, it's hard because, like, it affects me in more than just, like, I'll show up to training. I'm sorry, Jay, if you're listening to this, but I'll show up to training, like, fucking lit, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be helping out with, like, the beginners and the trainers, and they'll tell me to put on a simple chain wrestling move, and I will fuck it up, and Jay will look at me like, dude, what the fuck is your problem, bro? Like,
I taught you this.
I taught you this.
You know this. What are you doing?
Embarrass yourself in front of the fucking beginners class, bro, and he'll, like, look at me straight like, dude, are you okay? Like, trying to see.
Man, we should have got Logan.
Right?
No.
But it's like, it affects you in more ways than one, man. I'm just trying to be the best person that I can be, man. And like, it eats up my money, dog. So now I can say that I'm working towards being a better me. I've actually been pot free for like maybe a week now. And it's only getting better from here, man.
Baby steps, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like, people will be like, "Oh, it's not hard. It's not hard. You could get off of that shit. It's all emotional." But man, 7 years straight, bro. I don't remember a time where I haven't had
that opportunity going out the.
That's the weight off your shoulders.
There you go. Okay.
Yes. Give me a hell yeah.
Well, I don't know why.
Hell yeah.
I had the wrong fucking sound. I was going to hit you with the X-Files theme. I don't know why.
But on top of that, man, like, I've had a very rocky relationship with my mom as well. So
I hear you.
I've been living with my mom for a while, and, you know, I've had a rough childhood. I'm not going to go into details, but I've had a rough childhood.
Come on.
And we're getting to the point where, you know, things are better now, you know, and it's just me and my mom, we haven't had this great relationship lately because my mom is very extremist religious. You know what I mean? And I'm religious a little bit to the point where, you know, I could get by with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also it's just like, you know, like I believe in logic too. You know what I mean? Like, so sometimes we don't see eye to eye and, you know, it's very rough on me because I can't talk to her the way that I want to. Also because my mind is always so fucking clouded from smoking too.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just, we butt heads so much to the point where it's like, one of us needs to get out. One of us needs to, like...
Sometimes it's better just to walk away at certain things,
you know?
We
need to separate, you know? So that's another thing that I've just been fighting with, you know? Like, it's just... It's been rough on my mental, you know? And then, you know, like, I've been having woman problems too, man. And that also just fucking, like, kills me, dog. It fucking kills me, bro. Because the whole time, it's like, all I want to do is love this fucking bitch. And it just gets hard.
No,
you stay out
can
of this.
Can we talk about how poisonous love is?
Very poisonous.
Very poisonous.
And tell us about it, Starling.
Actually,
I've
got a different take.
Oh, God.
Tell me.
What's love got to do with... No.
That's my favorite movie.
Yeah.
So, before I moved, I had a woman, and we were entangled.
Hit me in the
heartstrings, and we were gonna move down here together, and she said, "Nah, I can't do it. I can't move. I can't be away from my family." And I'm like, "Well, wrestling is the only thing I've ever wanted to do in my whole life."
Yeah.
And we just signed the lease for this apartment in Tampa. Like, I kind of have to go.
Yeah.
Like, I paid for it.
It's too late. There's no going back. Yeah.
We have to go.
Yeah.
And she said no, so I left. And I moved to Florida, and I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, please.
But I was so motivated that first month and a half, 2 months. It's like, oh, yeah, you're not going to come down here. You're not going to see what this is about. Well, watch this. I'm going
to
go off.
You have something to prove.
Fucking megastar.
Megastar.
And you're going to be stuck in bumfuck Elizabeth City, North Carolina. So you have fun with your crackheads, and I'm going to be a superstar in Tampa.
Shit.
How did that work out?
I'm a job guy.
But you did the job, though, right?
You did the job, brother.
Right. Always.
Did the job.
I put you over.
Yeah.
You did, man.
Yeah.
I think in all retrospect, man, it all comes to where, you know, life, you know, of course.
Right.
Everybody's got a story.
Yes.
You know, so you just got to tread waters lightly.
Yes.
You know, because you never know what that other person in front of you is going through.
100%. Yes.
You truly got to take that into consideration. And we live in a selfish world, man, where no one does take that into consideration.
No.
You live a life where it's just, you know, everyone's selfish about certain things.
Yeah.
You know, you said yourself, you know, relationship with your mother, you know, dude, 15 years old, getting kicked out, right. You know, homeless, you know, so... We all have a story, you know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's some people who, and I may get shade for this, man. Probably gonna get shade for this.
Hit the guns.
The Me Too movement, you know? Yeah. There's people who take advantage of situations
right. And
try to...
Make it about themselves.
Absolutely, you know?
And not in the correct light.
Exactly, because let's be real, man. Let's call a spade a spade. If you hit women, you're a piece of shit.
Yes.
You know, you aren't worth a damn. But there's just other people who just want all that attention on them, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So it's not fair to those motherfuckers who are really struggling.
Really dealing with it.
Yeah, man. Like, you got to always think. And unfortunately, the world ain't shit. Mm-hmm. But we live in this motherfucker, so we just got to deal with it. You just got to sit there and just analyze every situation, every person you talk to. I mean, I kid you not, when I meet a person, mm-hmm. first thing I do, when I look at them, I befriend everybody. I befriend everybody I meet.
Yeah, you're very approachable.
I need you to open up.
Yeah.
With arms wide open, baby. You know what I'm talking about? Arms wide open. Yeah. I need it, man, because that gives me the opportunity. I guess growing up, man, having that rough youth, you know, super religious.
Yeah.
Right. I was in church. I was a musician in the church. I did all this stuff. My religion was really extreme. We couldn't do a lot of things we couldn't do. Yeah. But growing up and doing that shit, man, it really like minimized the activity as a youth. So doing that, it really fucking put a burden on my life. And I would find myself where everybody would just, you know, boom, this, that, this, that, this, that. Your youth, your young kid, 15 years old, is a young motherfucker to sit here and try to absorb life.
Yes.
Man. There's motherfuckers who are mid-20s still trying to get on their feet because life ain't worth a damn, you know? So you're just...
Hello.
He's talking about me.
My feelings are hurt.
And dude... You want to get sad, brother?
Sadditude.
Let's talk about hashtag she ain't shit.
Betty ain't shit.
Brother. You know, you live a life where you come to crossroads.
Yeah.
Make it or break it.
No.
Make it or break it.
My wife told me she was pregnant. Oh. No, my girlfriend told me she was pregnant at the time. Because, of course, premarital sex. Hello.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, boy.
We ain't I do things shit. Around here. Yeah, you know?
You did it.
So you come to where there's a conclusion like, man, okay. I was raised without a father. Hmm. I was taught a very good lesson. How not... to be a father.
Yes. Absolutely.
Take that negative, turn that bitch into a positive.
Don't dwell.
You know?
Don't dwell.
So I took that and I said, I'm gonna no sell the dwell.
No,
you know?
Sell the dwell.
No sell the
dwell. I grabbed that shit and man, we 13 years we've been together, married, and my fucking crutch.
Yeah.
My fucking crutch. Yeah. I'm not gonna say
we're not putting her over.
Not at all, because she still ain't worth a damn.
She still ain't shit.
She ain't shit. Yeah,
but
you live a whole lot of ain't shit.
You live your life, and you can't just use one crutch, brother. One crutch ain't sufficient. Yeah. You know, you build. I'm not gonna say acquaintances, but in life, you know, you're just those angels, man.
Those angels, brother.
We're coming. What is this? Angels in the Outfield. Remember that?
Yeah. I thought you were doing the Coco Beware.
He was seeing all the angels in the ring.
Yeah, man.
I was dealt. Okay. I did this pro wrestling thing. Everybody and their mothers would laugh at me because I was 31 years old.
DDP.
Right? I started training. Right? Dumbest thing I could have ever done. Big waste of money for me. Right? As my wife would say. So I did it, man. And no regrets. None.
None.
The camaraderie that I have with said circle, right? The inner circle. Jericho. Not including Chris, Jericho. But...
he retweeted my promo.
But you can truly see where in life, man, you just got to pick and choose. Take the good. Weed out the bad, right?
Yeah. Right.
But you're just sitting there and you're like fucking Pac-Man, you know?
Right.
Just, you're going through this maze of life, man, and you're just fucking eating shit and just taking all this shit. You know, eventually you get that fucking big ass circle thing. I don't know what the fuck it's called, the cookie or whatever. He eats that shit and you start biting the fuck back at life.
Yeah.
You say, fuck you, man.
That's
you
fire.
Know?
Yeah.
And like now you fucking take that shit and you turn everything you can. I was meant to fail.
Always.
Always. From beginning, from when I was 15 years old, I was meant to fail, brother. Mm-hmm. I wasn't supposed to be here. No, man. Fuck no.
No.
You create your destiny. Like, man, I truly believe in the higher power, man. And I'm not going to say I don't believe in God. But everyone creates your own destiny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? And it just, dude, man. If you feel that you just don't have a good circle and you just surround negative energy, fuck them.
Yeah.
Go find yourself somebody, man. Like, I mean, God.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a woman.
No. Dudes, brother. Two bad dudes. Go find your
own. Not like a relationship in that sense.
No, man. I literally. Literally. And that's why I said, like, my wife, man, God bless her heart, man. Like, that's my rock right there, right?
Yeah.
But.
Not Dwayne Johnson.
But you need.
Yeah.
You need more, right?
Yeah.
For life.
Yes.
No. So. You start getting this circle, man, and I don't let everybody in it.
Yeah.
Right? But you slowly start building this fucking teepee, right? Because yeah. It's a small little house, right? You start building that shit.
Right.
And you literally, man, you just, okay, this guy, right? He's cool there, right? He's inside. Like, I'm going to leave him there, you know? And then you just start, you know, you start building. One thing I heard, man, I heard something real deep from Kevin Hart, man.
Mm.
This motherfucker said, he was talking about his father, yeah. You know? And he said it true, man. I love my father, you know? You know? It could be simple. I love y'all, man, right? And I love those other guys over there. But I don't have a bond with those other guys. I have a bond with y'all. Mm. Right. It's different. And in life, unfortunately, I can say I wouldn't shed a tear for that motherfucker. I wouldn't take the shirt off my back for that motherfucker. But if y'all are in a bind and y'all need something, I'm going to be the first one there. Yeah. You know, whatever the fuck y'all need, dude, I will fucking, however, whichever way I had, my wife will give me shit because she says that I'm too nice, right? And two nice dudes, right?
Too nice dudes. Too nice dudes. That's me and Isaiah's problem.
If somebody needs... Dude, anything. I've been there, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it might not be the same scenario, but you have to be in life, man. You just have to be understanding and always take a step back, man.
Yeah.
Don't be quick to judge somebody on this scenario.
Right.
Yeah.
You never know what somebody's going through.
Yo,
man.
Never, man. Ever. What if it could be a situation, man, where again, I may catch the heat. You know, and I'll say it for myself. I'm going to say this for myself.
Mm.
Personal experience for me. I had a girlfriend or like a young girlfriend or whatever tell me one time that I hit her. Correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said, verbatim, mm-hmm. right? And this was all because we got into an argument over God knows what. I was maybe like 17, 18 years old. And she grabbed my arm, right? Mm. And she had her arm... or her hand, like, inside my elbow, like, right there, right? And I just pulled off. And she called the cops and said I hit her.
God.
Jesus.
Damn. Immediately, that could have went south real quick. Now I'm known to be an abuser, right? Yeah. Again, man, don't be quick to judge. You don't know. There's two sides to every story, man.
Every story.
Yeah. Who the fuck are you to judge somebody else's scenario? Mind your goddamn business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Yeah.
Let me get serious. Give me a hell yeah, man.
Give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck.
People can't mind their business. They want to be in there.
Yeah, Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, man.
Fuck, okay.
I can't say that.
Yeah, wait a minute, brother. I thought we were drinking. What happened?
Yeah. But... there are people, man, that'll come into your life, man, and you'll know when they mean the world to you, man, because they will show nothing but love, man. You got to hold those people close to you, man, because...
Goddamn right.
Let me tell you, like, life is hard, bro, and those people, I'm telling you, it just... you got to keep something positive around you, man, and you guys, you lift each other up, man, and you keep your mental health, because mental health
brother.
Is important. Your mental health is very important, man. Mm-hmm. And you have to take care of your head just as much as you have to take care of your body, man. Let me tell you, because them thoughts that be running through your head when you're alone, and you're sitting in your bed, blah, 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 blah. Stop it.
Come on over. My door is always open, man.
Take care of your head, bro. Yeah, like, whatever it is, man. Hang out with your friends, man.
You know what
stay
helps me?
Busy, man.
Stay busy. Hold those people close to you, man. Call somebody. Tell them you love them, man.
Like, exactly.
Always.
When you're about to dwell, man, love something.
Love something.
Publicly, bro. Love something.
I like that.
Love create a conversation. Somebody. Dude, just the moment somebody crosses your mind.
I like that.
Tell them something nice, man. Don't dwell. Just love something.
Say you love something.
Hold those people close to you, man, because you never know, bro. Let me tell you, never.
You know how far I love you, brother, goes? Or I love you?
Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
I love you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love you, man. What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
I love you,
man. Yeah, dude. Don't say that.
I love you.
Fight.
You know, fight. I said I love fight. You, and you're going to say, yeah, dude.
You feel know
like
what?
A woman.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother.
Well, start crying.
Well.
Come on.
Right. Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
God, where are we at on time?
We're well over an hour.
But.
Two bad dudes.
Wait.
Dun, 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 dun.
Two sad dudes.
I ain't dun, shit. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, four dun. Sad dudes.
Four sad dudes.
The four sad men. You know what I mean?
Four sad men, man. I hope this is... I think we... Did we hit everything on? I mean... I think it's best to talk about it.
Always. Yeah, always. I will definitely divide this because it's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say like automatically just like word vomit. Like just there's talking about your situation and then talking about how are you trying to dig yourself out of the situation.
Right.
You know, because like Weezy said, like love is poisonous, man.
Yeah,
but brother. You're just looking at love through a keyhole, you mm-hmm. know? So there's so much more to love, and you can't just, hell, I've been single a long time, and I still think about my ex. I still dream about my ex, and I still, you know, and I saw her probably a couple weeks ago, and this is when I messaged you at like probably 2 in the morning, and I was, you know, I sat, she's my kryptonite. Like I saw that, and I just like automatic, and this is why I haven't worked out all month, because it just, it's just an emotion that just been running through my head all fucking month long.
Feel that yo, I that feel girl you, is poison, man.
It's poison.
And
dog.
She like, I'm not putting all that on. It's not her fault.
But it's driving you out of your mind.
It is. You know? Cause I'm like, man, I had 5 years with this woman and I have to sit on the same couch as her and then just pretend like I wasn't
it
ready to
like
marry
her.
This person. And that was a huge leap I was going to take.
Like, yeah.
I want to go to Japan and propose in the Japanese cherry Blossom Garden.
Wow.
So romantic. So, and I
love it.
And that was
you
like,
put all that energy in the wrong person.
Yeah. I don't even want to say the wrong person. It was,
brother,
it felt right at the time.
And no, because listen,
and you're not wrong. Yeah. And you're not wrong.
And it didn't just go right.
Had it been another girl, she would have appreciated it.
I don't know. Women don't.
Listen, no, man. It's
hey,
not
whoa,
all
whoa,
women.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Tell them. No. Well.
Let's not go there before we get canceled.
Yeah. Fair enough. But yeah, it's just my kryptonite. And honestly, I was dwelling on it since seeing her. And I wasn't motivated to push myself, but I was still creating with you guys. Like I was still here every other day. You know, we had the great promo session.
Absolutely.
I was still planning. I was still thinking of things to better the new year.
Right. You know?
I just got to get my fat ass back in the gym. Right. And I'm going to go tomorrow because this is the first time that I've mentioned it and I've opened up about it. Like, all right, she is truly my kryptonite. Cause I seen that and automatically I felt like everything I've done that year, just, I felt so small.
Right.
I just shrunk like, oh God, like this was the woman that I loved. Like I've dwelled on this woman so long and now we're sitting here and I got to pretend like I don't love this person.
Like
still.
Nothing like, ever happened. Yeah.
Like I'm still not bothered by the way it's ended. I'm still not bothered by how she made
you
feel.
You say it makes it worse because in your case, in your scenario, she's part of your friend circle.
Yes.
So that's what makes it worse.
That's what bothers me because she's there and then I'm not there.
Yeah.
You know, and then I start to wonder. And then it's been a recurring thing in my previous relationship where they ended up with somebody I know. And that just, it hurts so much.
Yeah,
and
it does.
And here's the person I first thought was the different one. Mm. And then it might end up happening again.
Yeah.
And
you're
justified
in feeling the way that you feel, man.
And I just...
Is it bad to always expect the worst?
That's all I've ever done.
Hey.
But you got to keep putting yourself out there.
And you can't dwell.
You can't shut yourself down. Because then you don't try new things. You don't go out there and experiment.
You're doing what? You're dwelling.
You're dwelling. And there's a million women in the sea, bro.
And you're making yourself small.
Yeah. And I'm on the gas.
And you're on the gas.
The big guys draw.
The big guys draw. Yes,
you can't make yourself small. You can't have a small mindset because you've got to grow. You've got to keep getting bigger.
Mm.
So regardless of bad things that happen, women that didn't work out, bad scenarios, different people you meet that are just kind of dicks.
Yeah, man.
You can't stop meeting people.
Yeah.
And you can't dwell, bro.
If you had a bad meal, you can't stop eating.
Yeah.
That's right, man. You're going to starve.
Yeah. If you walk by and smell a fart, you can't stop breathing. That's not how that works.
Take a couple steps.
Hold your breath a little bit.
That is kind of fire.
With every negative, there's a positive, man.
You have to keep moving forward.
And one day, you will find somebody that is going to appreciate you for all the love that you put out into this world. And they are going to put you on that pedestal like you deserve. And they are going to give it all right back to you. And I believe that 110%, bro.
And then I can have the wedding.
With Goldberg.
The Goldberg wedding.
Do it.
Are we going to hit it?
Here comes the bride.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been today's episode of Four Sad Dudes in the Heartbreak Hotel.
Thank you for checking in.
Until next time,
the Saditude Era continues.